This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How are you all doing? Well, I hope it's a day or two before. I see a lot of people traveling over the next 24 to 48 hours, and that will be something that will require your constant attention. Don't be distracted by things along the road or things happening in the car. You got to keep your eye, because a lot of crazy people driving and not necessarily paying attention to what's going on.
Yes.
So make sure you are in charge of your circumstances. In terms of circumstances, I think that I was talking earlier about how you can live long and prosper, sort of, and the circumstances that would lead to that. And you are responsible. I know I find it very hard sometimes to release stuff. Do you find that, Jay? You have things that are going on in your life, and you kind of, it's easier said than done. People say, oh, you have to let it go. Okay, yeah, how?
Or some of the things that you don't realize bothered you until time has passed, and you find yourself stewing over it, and you're like, I didn't even know I didn't let this go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, there are a lot of people, there's always this thing about children that are born on Christmas. What about children who were born on Thanksgiving Day? Do you have anybody that you know that was born on Thanksgiving? I'd like to hear from people. Maybe ask that question on our social media. Anybody born on Thanksgiving Day? And then the obvious question, what are you thankful for? I'm thankful for my healthy child, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Tell us about it if you have a story like that. Help yourself. It's National Book Week. If you didn't know that, National Book Week, the Library Association down in the Philippines actually started this celebration of literacy and what the library does. You know, a lot of people thought with the advent of computers that libraries would go away. We spent $8 million in my town a couple of years ago to build a new library. Named it after Krista McAuliffe, who grew up in Framingham. She was the teacher in the rocket ship that got killed in the January of 1986. Yeah, it was that long ago. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but she was a symbol of children, school, reading. And so I wonder how we keep, I suppose it's exposing it. I don't mean this, I'm not trying to sound like a jerk, but both my daughter and my son are avid readers, and they read all the time, and they read to their children. I remember reading to my children. It's one of the great things that you can expose them to, because it sort of answers speaks to their curiosity, frankly. And so as you get older, and there's more of a study of what's in books, and there are essays about the contents of books that you can read, get them out of libraries, whether it be the public library in your town or the a lot of educational institutions. Most every educational system, right? An educational institution has a, like a college, they have their own libraries. I remember using the one in Heidelberg a lot for the various things we had to write about. And it's fun to be exposed to different things. But then there's other stuff, like Catcher in the Rye. Horrible book. Oh, my God. What a horror show. I know a lot of you, oh, it's a classic. Okay, good. You read it. There's nothing about that book that I can. And there was something, the guy who was the prof was an English dude, and he was enamored with the characters and with, And I'd much rather read good stories about the American West. I always thought those were kind of fun stories, or, things going on in outer space, that kind of stuff. All right, speaking of that, SpaceX launched a Starship rocket, the second test flight. This was something, this vehicle's second test flight. The booster exploded after separating, and the spacecraft apparently detonated after getting out into space. So this was, wasn't it a couple of weeks ago that one of them, it was the same thing, wasn't it? It blew up kind of on takeoff. I'm trying to remember
the,
when that was.
The first one, well, it blew up eventually, but it did what it was supposed to do, which was go up to a certain point and do so many rotations.
Right.
So I think it was still counted as a success, yeah.
Yeah, right. That's an interesting, you know, the anecdotal stuff about Elon Musk and what he's all about and how he spends his money and how much it must cost. The SpaceX has a contract with NASA, right, to get the astronauts back and forth from America up to the...
I believe the, so, yeah.
I think it's
space station. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, yep. All right, well, there's a lot of stuff like that on the NASA website. Here's the story of a six-year-old boy, Jay, who called 911 to say, quote, I don't know what's happening to my grandma, but this kid's a kindergartner.
Mm-hmm.
And so the local fire department yesterday honored him for helping save his grandmother's life. James Garcia was home with his grandma when she appeared to be experiencing a medical emergency. He said, I heard bumping around, and it was my grandma falling. So grandma was babysitting for this youngster at the time. He got on the phone. He knew enough to dial one. That's one of the things you were talking about before, you know, how you prepare people. This is something you really need to teach.
Yeah. You pray that your child never has to use it, but that they are able and capable to dial 911 in case of an emergency.
Yep. And she's alive today because of that. So good for that youngster. Good. He's recognized. Very good. It's good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Now, the economy and what we're doing. Are you feeling good about the economy? If you aren't, you should be. The economy, you know, all these people, the doomsdayers, these no good SOBs that are always trying to talk us down and talk trash and the economy's terrible, unemployment's terrible, blah, 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 blah. Well, if you don't pay attention to the real story, then you're liable to believe that stuff. But it's crap. If you look at the economy right now, by traditional measures, the economy is strong. Inflation has slowed down a lot. Wages are increasing. Unemployment is near a half-century low. And job satisfaction is up in comparison to 2 or 3 years ago before COVID. So just all these people that want to, you know, you watch the business channels or you listen to the stuff on the radio and they have to talk about something. And most of the time what they're talking about is trash. It is. There's too much detail about too much stuff. Right? You go into the weeds on all of this stuff. It doesn't affect the average person. It affects somebody who's in that business. But generally speaking, and this is an interesting, this was a Siena College poll suggesting that 8 in 10 said the economy was fair to poor. 2% said it was excellent. Majority of every group of Americans across gender, race, age, education, geography, income, that sort of thing, had an unfavorable view of the economy, but yet the statistics tell another story. So once again, why in the world do we always take that negative half glass of is empty, you know, approach to things? And, you know, there's a lot of this stuff that's being touted because the people who want to win elections win them on the strength of the economy. And I'm not telling you that Joe Biden's doing a great job with the economy. I think it's beyond any one person's control or even the government's control, frankly.
Yeah.
Other than the Fed, which, you know, the interest rates have gone up and up and up and up, but now they're on their way down. Off a full point. You buy a house now, you can get a mortgage, 30-year mortgage for 7%. 2 or 3 weeks ago, it was 8.25%. And all that stuff is because the banks are feeling that they don't have the pressure they did before. The government artificially, the government just isn't your friend. There's too damn much government. I'll give you an example that I can bring to you from down on the farm. Yesterday, one of the local animal inspector came around to see the cows on my farm. And she doesn't know anything about cows. She doesn't know anything about farms. She just is doing like a checkoff. And so she saw a couple of calves who have sniffles. Calves have sniffles, like people have sniffles at this time of year. And so she said, oh, that's terrible. What's wrong with those calves? And Mary, who's the manager, said, there's nothing there. We give them a little snot in their nose. They have a little treatment for them, and it dries it up pretty quickly. But it's, you know, it's been chilly, and they have their shelter, and they're fine. They're eating well. Oh, my God, this is terrible. So what does she do? She says to Mary, well, we'll watch this for a couple of weeks and see what happens. I'll come back to check on the status of these calves. But she doesn't know anything. I have a history all my life of raising very healthy animals, and every time they come around and they find something like this, it drives me bonkers because they don't know what the hell they're doing. It's typical government inspection stuff. So what is, she says, well, if they don't get better in a couple of weeks, I'll call the state people in. And then she leaves. So 5 minutes later, Mary gets a phone call from the state. We understand there are two very sick calves on your farm. What's the story? You see how it gets, for no good reason, the people are out of their lane, and there's nothing wrong with these calves. They have a sniffle. You have a sniffle. I have a sniffle. We all have sniffles. And they'll get over it in the sunshine and with good food, which is what they have. So it just is this craziness, the overreach of government, too many people supervising too much stuff that, you know, is it good to have people paying attention to cows or animals that are in circumstances where they aren't being well taken care of? Because there is plenty of that going around. Go find somebody who doesn't know anything or is not taking care of the animals. But to come around and make a federal case, literally, out of a couple of calves that have the sniffles is patently ridiculous. And another example...
And kind of aggressive.
Yeah, it is. For what? Like, I don't know. They all know. I've been around cows all my life. I know how to take care of cows. And I know what happens to them when they get this time of year, the weather's changing. It's not any different than humans. You get the sniffles. Okay, so we'll fix it, or they'll be fine. Put them in the heat. It's just, oh, my God. It really is. It is absolutely asinine, and we put up with it, and we keep paying for it. And I think that's part of the new revolution that we need to have, right? 18 after the hour, thinking here on Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers Slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
O'Reilly. Protect your engine better with Syntec Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec High Mileage is formulated for today's engines with over 75,000 miles. Now get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products design smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Airline.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
It's now 23 after the hour, social media time. A little bit of technology news sort of mixed in with it when we go into the social media zone in this hour of the program. Thought this was kind of interesting. Apple, Jay, is planning to adopt a new text messaging operating system, making it easier if you have an iPhone or an Android to communicate. How do you use, you have Apple, right? You have
like
an iPhone?
With each other? Yeah, I have an iPhone. I'm on iOS. My husband's Android. And I think a lot of people who have ever sent a group text message, and typically with iOS, you get the blue bubbles, and if there's an Android user on, it can sometimes mess up the group flow, and the bubbles turn green, and there are certain things that if you like a text, it doesn't just show a heart. It has an additional text comment of like, this person liked the text, and it's just all unnecessary fluff.
Right. So a waste of time, in fact. And people are complaining about that. How do you suppose these people that make this stuff up, excuse me, how do you suppose that they, you know, get their marching orders? Do they really pay attention to what, to how this stuff works? I'm talking about Apple or, you know, any of these other people that, that make these devices. It seems like they're in a world of their own sometimes, and what they design isn't what necessarily is practical. It's just, it's what they like. Kind of reminds me of the guy doing technology at the studio in Texas. Yeah.
Well, and sometimes I feel like they do something that is working for a while, and then they try to reinvent the wheel rather than rotate the tires. And it's like what social media is constantly doing, how you and I, Doug, are constantly talking about Facebook, where, okay, it's working fine. Things are user-friendly. It's easy. And then all of a sudden they want to change the layout of something, or to do one easy step. Now you have to do 5 steps. And it's like, that's not more time efficient. What's going on? And I think a lot of times with the phone stuff, who is it? Is it Google Pixel that has like the really good camera and all of that? It seems like each device or each company has a device that's really known for something, and some of those lines are starting to get mixed, and it's like, well, we don't want a monopoly by any means, but at the same time, can we just get a phone that, hey, guess what, it acts as a phone? Like, sometimes you're somewhere and all of a sudden the Wi-Fi's not working, the data plan's not working, you can't do anything with your phone except
too complicated. Way too complicated. Here's the story of Queen Latifah using AI versions of herself to help people out. She says, quote, I have my concerns, but I want to use it for good. So it's A-OK as long as it's being used for good. Mm-hmm. So as we know, there's a lot of controversy around artificial intelligence, but Queen Latifah says she's putting it to good use by partnering with technology company Lenovo for its Evolve Small initiative, using her digital likeness to help promote small businesses.
I think that's a great cause, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, small businesses, we need more. We have a lot of them. We need more of them. That's the backbone of our country. As I've said 100 million jillion times. So anyway, she's using it. She's the ambassador for their Evolve Small, which is their initiative to champion small businesses. She's signed on to be the face of select small businesses in six different major cities using AI customized ads featuring her on social media, billboards, that kind of stuff. So you're liable to see her in Chicago, Atlanta, Dallas, Raleigh, Toronto, Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Her likeness promoting it. This is okay. This is good.
And this is something near and dear to her heart. She had her own startup business back in the 90s with her management company, and definitely was a startup, and then it became huge. Yeah. And she knows what it's like to sometimes barely even be able to keep the lights on and keep your employees paid.
For sure.
Feed themselves even.
Yep. All right, we're asking a question online at all the social media that we have at Good Day Networks. You can respond to holiday baby stories. Tell us if you or somebody you know was born on Thanksgiving. And here's Jeremy Wood, who says, I usually feel pregnant after Thanksgiving, if that's close enough. Right, no, Jeremy, that's not what we're looking
baby.
For. Right, yeah, we're not talking about food, we're talking about being el pregnante, for real, if you will. 28 after the hour as we continue here on Good...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel continues to hunt for Hamas terrorists. Intense fighting happened around another hospital in northern Gaza. Hamas uses sites like hospitals to conduct war, knowing they're safe from aerial bombardment. The United States and Israel are negotiating with terrorists. As Hamas negotiators are reportedly near a deal to release some hostages that were brutally taken during the October 7th murderous rampage by Hamas in Israel. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter will be laid to rest next week. She passed away at the age of 96 Sunday. The public will be able to pay their respects at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum in Atlanta, Georgia. That'll take place November 27th. A private funeral service will be held November 29th at the Carter Family Residence in Plains, Georgia. Today is officially National Entrepreneurs Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
I don't know where we're going with this, but it isn't where I want to go, so let's move back into the conversation mode. Thanksgiving is upon us. Let's be optimistic about the rest of this week. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, my partner in good stuff, not my partner in crime. They often, married couples say, oh, she's my partner in crime. Huh?
What? Yeah, I always like the better half.
Yeah.
Okay. My husband's like, this is my better half. I'm like,
better
yeah.
Half. Yeah. Yay. Yep. When you get up every morning, do you give thanks for what you're surrounded by? Do you look outside and see the light? Do you give thanks for your life? Do you give thanks for your strength. You give thanks for your food. Give thanks for the joy of living.
Not immediately, but I get there.
Yeah, well, sometimes it takes
when my alarm first goes off, there are other words in my head. But then as I get up, I'm like, oh, yay. And I just, I do get there.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't see any reason to give thanks, I think you need to look in the mirror and try to figure out what is, ascertain what is going on in your life, because there is, even among those who are the toughest, in the toughest shape, there still is something to be thankful. It's kind of like the same philosophy as somebody loves you. somebody somewhere had to love Saddam Hussein. Somebody someplace must have loved Hitler. Yeah, Eva Braun. Somebody must love Putin. Right?
Well, they were adorable. Like, think about it. When they were first born, they were adorable babies,
adorable.
Little children that once upon a time, and they weren't born these evil, sadistic spawn of the earth. They
they get that way.
That way. Yeah.
Yep, right. We ruin. Well, the babies are born perfect. And it's what we do to them that, makes them not desirable people to be around, much as anything else.
Then they grow up, yeah.
Here's somebody who has always been desirable. I interviewed Jimmy Carter a couple of times over the course of my life. Once down in the, I went to the Carter Center, and he spent like a half a day with me, walking around and showing me. And I remember some of the things that I got out of him that we put on the air at that time. I think this might have been 18 years ago or so, on President's Week. He was a humble, sweet, charming man. And so as his wife passed away, he started to speak out about the love that he had for her and what went on in their lives. I don't think there's anything earth-shaking here. It's just that it's being cemented in everybody's mind. He said that Rosalind was my equal partner in everything. She gave me wise guidance, encouragement when I needed it. As long as Rosalind was in the world, I always knew somebody loved and supported me. So now, you know, he's in hospice care. He's 99 years old. And I'm going to, and this is not negative, but usually when somebody loves someone that much and they pass away, then it isn't long after that that the, you know, you hear stories all the time of a husband been with his wife for 60 some odd years and she dies and a few hours later he dies.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's like that. So, you know.
And he entered hospice care back in what, February?
February, yeah.
And a part of me kind of feels like he held on so long because of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That may have been it. That's an easy, I don't know if an assumption is.
He didn't want to leave his dear Rosalind.
He didn't want to leave his wife, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, a lot of good in his life. A lot of good. You look around at people who accomplish great things, who are givers, and he certainly is on the top of that list. Okay. Iceland. Volcanoes. Eruptions. So, apparently, there have been hundreds of earthquakes rumbling under Iceland, and they call it magma. It's slowly moving around. That is the lava toward the surface, according to most people who are, and you know, the people here in our country are watching this because we can watch all the stuff happening all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So Iceland officials saying that there needs to be a state of emergency around this mountain. There's not a lot of people live around it. Actually, in Iceland, there aren't a lot of people there, period. But because there's so many earthquakes that have been in the last couple of years in Iceland, that the, you know, the earthquakes are tied to volcanoes. That's how it works. It's the same thing. Basically, a volcano is an earthquake. That eruption, instead of pushing the ground around, it overflows. But the same basic causes are prevalent. The magma, it's now up to the Earth's crust, so the observers say. And so they expect next couple of days. It'll be something to see. You know, nobody, as I said, not many people live around this place, but it'll be something.
Well, the people in that fishing town, they had to evacuate, and then people were allowed to, one person from each home was given like 5 minutes to go in and grab the necessities and to get out. And they don't know how long they're going to be away. And there were like 1,700 small quakes in just a 24-hour period last week. And then I think over the weekend there were 1,000 or so more. And now that the earthquakes are slowing down, that's part of, you know, with the magma coming more up towards the surface. But then the ground is raising, it's rising right near this power plant. And I think they think that that's going to be the exit for when the lava just spews out, and that it's going to be like a shake and pop can that opens when it does explode. Yeah. And they're considering, like, this could be in days, a mere matter of days that this happens.
It's not really, you wonder why they built they knew that there was a mountain there that is prone to volcano. Why would they build a power station close to it? Would have been the practical question that I would have asked, but that's just me. So, it's just one of those things. It is the way the planet is. The planet, people say, oh my God, it's horrible, the world's coming to an end. No. This has been what the planet has been doing forever and ever. The origins of the planet are in basically the seeds of these volcanoes. The volcanic ash, that stuff that heats up. It's just fascinating to try to imagine how all these gases got together, formed liquids, and then they formed solids, and then they form a sphere, and the sphere is traveling through space. I know that sometimes some of you, you know, your eyeballs go to the back of your head when I get off on this, but it truly is the most amazing thing about life and living, and how we, it's, all of it is so complex and yet so beautiful. It is fascinating to see how the world turns. Sounds like a soap opera, right? As the world squirms. Yeah. In India, officials are trying to reach 41 workers who have been trapped in a collapsed mine for 8 days. Wow. They've got a new drilling machine trying to get down to these men. This is, rocks, debris, all that stuff, and there's a cave-in. These cave-ins have been having, whenever you have something, this is unnatural. The planet doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like you know, somebody takes a drill or a screwdriver and drills into your hand or your arm. It doesn't feel good. So when we're drilling holes into the planet to get coal out or other resources, Mother Nature doesn't like it. And so these tunnels and things, they're prone to collapse.
These things shifting, yes. And they're still working to get them out, but they have managed to get them hot meals. They are able to sustain them while they're down there and feed them.
How do they do that? Something must be open enough to get something.
Enough to get to them. They know exactly where they are, they're able to.
But imagine,
it's not a big enough space to get to get humans out. And they're still working on it, but they're still hopeful. But
those of you who are claustrophobic, imagine being, you couldn't work in a mine and be claustrophobic.
Yeah, I was going to say this would not be a job for you to begin with.
No, anymore. You can be a submariner and be claustrophobic. Doesn't work. Can't happen. Anyway, hold a good thought for these people. Hopefully they'll have... Do they have Thanksgiving in India? Not necessarily... this Thanksgiving that we're talking about here is one of our national holidays.
Do they have their own version at a different part of the year?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Right. Yeah, right. Okay, it's been a tough week for deer. D-E-E-R. A deer was discovered at Yellowstone Park that had died of a rare zombie-type disease. Uh-oh. Yellowstone National Park and the Game and Fish Department saying they found this first recorded instance of a chronic wasting disease known as zombie disease. This is an adult deer buck. The buck was captured, and they've been trying to study what it is. It had a GPS collar on it. They put that on it, and they let him go. And so the animal died, and they're trying to figure out what it is. But going back to what Mother Nature is all about, there are a lot of things that affect animals. Remember last week we had the story about the 35 elephants that died of a virus?
Yeah.
Are viruses that affect animals? Are viruses affect human beings? It's a COVID, not a COVID kind of thing, but as COVID and flus and cold, you know, all of those things are the same. And they affect us. They get into our system. As I was saying, last 24 hours have been pretty unpleasant for me because I got some kind of a virus. It wasn't COVID, but it was a regular flu. And when I talk to Jack Stockwell, who'll be with us in a few minutes, we'll talk about it with him. The whole essence of flus this year are different. And they're coming on strong. I say I never get sick. I haven't been sick. Can't tell the last time I was sick. Yesterday I felt awful. And so I took a lot of stuff for my immune system and went to bed. Today I feel fine. I may sound a little off, but I think I'm okay. I feel okay.
I
feel
know
great.
You hadn't said anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, this zombie disease is a virus. Apparently it's contagious. It's a fatal disease not only for deer, but for moose and elk. There's some kind of a malformed protein that they found, and there's no vaccine for it. I don't know that a lot of people are going around vaccinating the deer, and especially the male species. Very dangerous, especially if they have the like 12-point horns on them. They can be very dangerous, especially in mating season. Very, very dangerous. So I can't imagine somebody, you know, okay, let's give this guy a shot. I don't think so. All right, here's another one. A teen was hurt after a deer smashed through a window in a diner in Tennessee the other day. This is a family eating at the local Tennessee diner. Six people were at the table. This is the Grind Restaurant in Martin, Tennessee. You know where that is, Jay? Where's Martin from Nashville?
I am not familiar with it. I think it's on the western yeah. Tennessee. No, it's in eastern Tennessee.
Mountains. Okay, so anyway.
Mountains. But can you imagine just like minding your own business, eating at a diner, and this deer busts through the window?
Right. The animal flew over the table. The hoof hit a 13-year-old boy in the shoulder, taking him to the hospital. But this is the kind of stuff. Now, why would this get national attention? Deer hunting season is upon us, and the deer are trying to escape from the people who are hunting them. Right? That just makes nothing but common sense.
Well, it's deer mating season, so they're not even thinking. Yeah. The hunters are taking advantage of that because the deer are...
They do.
Their priorities are with a different brain.
Yeah. Well, and there's too many deer. They need to be called out in some way, shape, or form. But this is kind of a scary thing, right? 48 after. This is Good Day.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers. When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
It's here. Black Friday week is live at Target. Save up to 50% on select tech and video games. Plus, save up to 40% on select small appliances, up to 45% on floor care, and so much more. And get free shipping when you spend $35 or use your red card at Target.com. Hurry! These Black Friday deals end Saturday. Get low prices and great Black Friday deals only at Target. Exclusions apply.
Love like this before.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour, Good Day Health Time. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell here. His websites, ForbiddenDoctor.com and JackStockwell.com, have two separate and distinct purposes. ForbiddenDoctor.com helps give you advice on what to do with your body, that is, the things you should put in it. There's a thyroid product that Jack has that goes well with their Lee enzymes. Those are two things you should put in your body every day. And then JackStockwell.com, he gets into the theory of the nook of chiropractic. He's
theory.
Happy to tell me that. What'd you do?
Theory. It's what science.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
Choice of words.
Yes,
I know
yes.
It works, and you're trying to get me. I wish I could get to you sooner rather than later to get a good, solid adjustment from you, but I just don't, time-wise, make it work. But as I said to you yesterday when I felt awful. I got some kind of a virus. There's all kinds of things. You said to me that the flu season is coming on strong, the regular flu season. But after all this stuff is the same. There's variants. A cold is a flu. A flu is a flu. COVID's a flu. Right? They're all viruses.
Yes, they're all different kinds of viruses. That's true. But COVID is essentially an upper respiratory cold or a flu-type virus.
Right. And I don't have any problems with I'm not coughing, I'm not sneezing, I don't have any of the signs of COVID.
Well,
and
you were exposed to COVID 3 years ago, like everybody else in this country was exposed to COVID 3 years ago.
Yeah.
We all have immunity to it now. Mm-hmm. And the fact that people are constantly getting COVID again and again, I highly question. I think it's a lot of the side effects of the vaccine, plus other kinds of viruses.
Yeah.
And some of these home tests that they use to tell you what you've got, any of 100 different viruses will show up positive on those home tests.
Well, you know what the test kits I have, I got last year when I was in Israel, and I didn't use them all, so I brought them home with me, and that's the one that I use. I think it's a little better than the ones that we have here.
They may be, but they should still be good.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. There's a really strong feeling in our country. We learned about it when we were in school, right? The food pyramid. When we were in fifth grade, we learned that there were things we should eat a lot of and things that we shouldn't eat very much of. Your feeling is that because of big food and big pharma turning things around, that those dietary recommendations are now dangerous.
Look at the average American in photographs of 1950 when these pyramids came out, and look at photographs of the average Americans today.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me where all that weight gain came from. You don't see this.
Bread.
Now, bread, grains, yeah. Primarily grains.
Yeah.
And way overdoing fruit and fruit juices. All the sugar-based stuff there. But the important thing is the food pyramid comes to us from the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee. And of the 20 people
they?
On there, well, it's a committee that tries to decide what is best for Americans to eat. Well, almost half of the members of those committees are in direct conflict of interest with big food, big pharma, and the weight loss industry.
In other words, those are people that are on the committee.
You to lose weight. Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. The weight loss industry doesn't want you to lose weight any more than Big Pharma wants you to be cured of your disease. Those are businesses that are kept alive by maintaining the status quo. The status quo is keep Americans fat and unhealthy. And that's exactly what the food pyramid does. So if you turn the food pyramid upside down, you'll get a much more...
So that would mean we'd eat more fats and oils.
Yes.
And we'd eat more meat. And we'd have more
meat group, more of the dairy group. Yes. Yeah. The way our ancestors did when they weren't sick.
Well, the first Thanksgiving was kind of all about that. Wasn't it? A matter of speaking
about
tons
of fish.
And,
they had more fish than they had turkey.
Yeah. Right. Well, they had wild turkeys. That was about it. Not much else. Yeah. So anyway, what is that? A word to the wise. How are we going to apply that to Thanksgiving this week, do you think? How should we apply that?
Well, watch the sugar. The whole idea behind cold and flu season is that we are sugared from Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas to Valentine's Day, and the sugar absolutely stunts your immune response.
One of the things you told me...
You're not going to stop it. Just be careful.
One of the things you told me about this virus was to have a lot of cranberries. Why cranberries?
Well, cranberries are, anytime we're dealing with women with UTIs, urinary tract infections, we're always using cranberry complex. It's available at Forbidden Doctor. And it has proanthocyanidines in it. In other words, a lot of women know that if they take cranberry, if they're having any problems with bladder infections, the proanthocyanidines create a situation where the interior walls of the bladder become slippery. And it's very hard for bacteria to hold on to it. Chlorophyll complex always helps with UTIs.
I'm on it. That's it. Get cranberries for Thanksgiving. Thank you, Jack.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.